It's 20 after 3, 702 Drive, and it's good to be with you. Yeah, I mean, I can immediately tell you that I think it's probably the quickest so far. Maybe I could be wrong, and probably I am. You will correct me here, that we have seen a political party acting on its official with accusations of fraud and corruption, or a thing of this nature, with the Democratic Alliance. I don't know if there's any other party that you know of that would have acted at this speed, and whether that is a picture of consequence management and a picture of accountability for you. I'd like to get your thoughts. 011-883-0702, 0727021702. You can send us a WhatsApp note there. We'll look at this story now that is coming from NERSA. Right, this afternoon, I see they put this notice a little bit earlier on. Of course, we've tried to reach to them and find out exactly what is going to happen next. But many of them caught up in board meetings today, unable to come on. But after a 4-year delay, the National Energy Regulator of South Africa will, in April, they say, kick off President Cyril Ramaphosa's plan to unbundle Eskom into 3 entities. This comes, of course, now with the newly elected Minister of Electricity. Nhlanhla Ngidi, Head of Energy and Electricity Distribution at Salgam, joins us now. Nhlanhla, good afternoon. Good to have you, and thank you very much for your time. Why has it taken 4 years, I mean, to get to this particular point? What has been happening in the middle of when the announcement was made and this period now where NERSA is saying next month they are ready to go ahead?
Good afternoon, sir, and thank you for having me, and good afternoon to your listeners. Yes, that is a very fundamental question. Why now? Why did it take 4 years? I think, you know, I might be a devil's advocate on this, but I think it has to do with, obviously, the country has been dealing with the, you know, prioritizing the crisis, the energy crisis, more than doing any structural reforms, because I mean, what is happening now is actually taking a giant step towards structural reforms in the industry, or in the electricity supply industry of the country. So I think in the past 4 years, it's been more trying to fix Eskom and its generation until now, which has, in most cases, delayed, you know, the necessary reform structures that are needed, which, by the way, as the South African Local Government Association, we've been advocating for a lot of reform, not just what NERSA is trying to do now. Well, what NERSA is trying to do, it's a first step of, you know, many structural reforms that needs to take place in the industry, because as the industry experts, we've all agreed that the industry as it is, from generation, transmission and distribution, is no longer sustainable in its form and need to be restructured.
Yeah. And what are the processes now that would need to be followed? I mean, I see, for example, one of the things that needs to now happen is what will be called the transmission company, the National Transmission Company of South Africa, will need to be granted a transmission license. What does that mean? How different is that transmission license from the one that is currently being held by the power utility?
Yes. Thank you for that. I think this is the first step, as I said. What the reform that is currently going to take place, you know, out of the whole context of the Eskom unbundling, the first step is, which was a decision that was taken by the head of state, was to formulate an independent market and system operator. So an independent and market system operator has the transmission system that is embedded into its operation. So it's going to be a system operator that is independent. Right now, the system operator is sitting in Eskom because the transmission operations are within Eskom. So what is going to happen right now is there's going to be a separate entity for transmission, which eventually is going to be a national transmission company, not Eskom transmission company. And what does that do? It introduces competition in terms of trading from the generation point of view. I think it's a good step, because what it's going to bring is going to bring a system operator or a trader that will be trading with private generator and Eskom generator, including to transport that power to the transmission system and later to distribution and the customer. So competition in what form? So when there's competition, you would agree with me that people get efficient when there's competition. And right now, the Eskom generation is not so efficient. And you know why? Because there is a monopoly. Yes, we do have IPPs, but they are nowhere close to being the competition to Eskom.
Yeah.
So what we're trying to do here is to get Eskom generation to be more efficient by introducing competition. There'll be competitive pricing. There'll be competition in terms of who is available to offer their generation. And with that, it brings efficient operations. It brings, you know, fair pricing, because when there's competition, everyone wants to bid on a lower price.
And I mean, it's that efficiency that has brought in a lot of debate to say, well, if efficiency might be the objective, but that efficiency, for example, if you would bring in private players, would come at a premium, would come at a cost that otherwise Eskom is not currently charging consumers, because, of course, they are a state-owned company and their mandate is for greater good more than it is for profit. So the efficiency will come with a particular cost to the consumer.
Yeah, you know, well, to some extent it might be true, but, you know, I tend to disagree with that notion. Look at, you know, the IPPs that we have right now. I mean, the cost of kilowatt hour or the energy cost is way lower than what Eskom is offering to us right now. So that private generation, obviously, is going to come in with a very, you know, optimal pricing, obviously, because they'll be building, you know, mega structures. They would have want to actually have return on investment into the capital that is going to be invested. And that's where what you're talking about gets in, you know, in terms of, you know, the customer will have at some point pay for the asset that has been brought. But it's a standard practice. But, you know, I do not think that it's going to actually, you know, create a situation where we have, unaffordable pricing. But in any case, you know, maybe I can just digress. In any case, in South Africa right now, we are way, way far in terms of, you know, charging, you know, the electricity in terms of how much is the business. So there's a lot of bleeding that is currently taking place. Yes, I understand social issues in the country, but in reality, we are still very far from, you know, having a cost-reflective price for electricity. Yeah.
And I'm saying, tell me, man, do you think this is in any way a reflection of the separate departments that have now been put in charge of Eskom actually acting, maybe not in unison, but acting in separate ways? Because we know the unbundling process is a process largely driven by public enterprises, right? Yeah. Now, recently we had the electricity minister saying that the unbundling of Eskom was not a priority for him as a minister. What do you make of that kind of communication that is coming from the various departments?
Yes, look, for me personally, I think the Minister of Electricity is a super project manager to get generation back to where it needs to be. I think that is the actually key mandate for the Minister of Electricity. But the Department of Public Enterprise is still the lead department on the unbundling of Eskom. And it's not like there's no work that's been taking place. There is a roadmap document that has been, you know, developed by the public enterprises itself. And what you are seeing NESA doing now is part of actually operationalizing that roadmap that was developed by the public enterprise. So back to what I said is, you know, there is competing, priorities here. We have load shedding, and we can't get away from that, and it has become a crisis. And, you know, in order for us to fix the future, we have to do some structural reforms, and this is what is happening now. It should have happened in parallel. I'm not sure why we didn't start 4 years ago. So it should have happened in parallel, but obviously it's only starting now because all the energy has been focused in fixing the generation issues in the country.
Tlantangita, I appreciate your time. Head of Energy and Electricity Distribution at SAGA, responding then to that latest announcement.